The New Testament. Christ's Mission Charter. Go to the people. The Gospel Commission is the great missionary charter of Christ's kingdom. The disciples were to work earnestly for souls, giving to all the invitation of mercy. They were not to wait for the people to come to them, they were to go to the people with their message. 1911. Christ's earthly ministry illustrated the Gospel Commission. He who is the light and life of the Gospel was made flesh and dwelt among us. A sympathizer with humanity, he fed the hungry, healed the sick, and went about through all the cities of the land doing good to men. All our works are to be wrought in Christ. By becoming partakers of his nature, his followers are to work his works. The ministry of Christ for men was the interpretation of his great commission to the disciples, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature." Jesus, the Master Teacher. Jesus taught by example. It was by personal contact and association that Jesus trained his disciples. Sometimes he taught them, sitting among them on the mountainside, sometimes beside the sea, or walking with them by the way. He revealed the mysteries of the kingdom of God. He did not sermonize as men do today. Wherever hearts were open to receive the divine message, he unfolded the truths of the way of salvation. He did not command his disciples to do this or that, but said, "Follow me." On his journeys through country and cities, he took them with him, that they might see how he taught the people. He linked their interest with his, and they united with him in the work. 1898. Jesus mingled with those he served. During his earthly ministry, Christ began to break down the partition wall between Jew and Gentile, and to preach salvation to all mankind. Though he was a Jew, he mingled freely with the Samaritans, setting at naught the Pharisaic customs of the Jews with regard to this despised people. He slept under their roofs, ate at their tables, and taught in their streets. 1911. Jesus chose Capernaum for its evangelistic potential. During his earthly ministry, the Savior took advantage of the opportunities to be found along the great thoroughfares of travel. It was at Capernaum that Jesus dwelt at the intervals of his journeys to and fro, and it came to be known as his own city. This city was well adapted to be the center of the Savior's work. Being on the highway from Damascus to Jerusalem and Egypt, and to the Mediterranean Sea, it was a great thoroughfare of travel. People from many lands passed through the city or tarried for rest on their journeyings to and fro. Here Jesus could meet all nations and all ranks, the rich and great, as well as the poor and lowly, and his lessons would be carried to other countries and into many households. Investigation of the prophecies would thus be excited, attention would be directed to the Savior, and his mission would be brought before the world. 1909.